four more. I thought it was only two.
Oh, it's 12.
12.
Oh. Over the last week, 12.
Ooh. Wait, is it plugged
so
in
I'm right.
Way? Is it plugged in all the way? I can hear the buzz.
It might be.
So she needed something that was...
You got it for... Take off your case, dude.
I don't like doing that, though.
Same point.
All right.
You just got to do it.
Medford, I promise you, this is some hard-hitting journalism, and you're going to want to hear it.
I wish all the candidates were interviewed like this.
Okay. I just have to find the right part of it. It's an hour-long show.
Oh, we should have started at the beginning.
Yeah.
No, you can't hear anything. So, some good that did.
Is it hitting the volume all the way up? Or?
Just not coming out of aux 1.
Wait, is the volume up when it's plugged in too? Sometimes you change it. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, there we go. I heard noise.
In writing that piece, and I read
the violent Mars colony environment.
But she has what a lot of people in that world don't have, which is an incredible voice.
Get in a room.
Which is hotel or something, but that's not quite as exciting.
All right, the first thing
everybody should have more guns.
Here we go.
A situation
that is not sure.
Unclear why you think this is the case. I understand your support of the second. In the wake of the mass shooting in Orlando, where 49 people were killed, you had said that Americans would be safer if guns were more readily available, not more restricted. Now, I'm a little unclear why you think this is the case. I understand your support of the Second Amendment and your interpretation of it, but we should even be selling guns to people who are on terrorist watch lists? I mean, can regulation play a role here?
So, David, I'm not sure where you got this people should have more guns. I have
USA
engaged,
Today.
Pardon me?
Well, USA Today.
No. I have no doubt that you're quoting something, but I don't think I've ever advocated, look, everybody should have more guns. A situation like Orlando, I hope everybody paid attention to what happened in Orlando. I hope all the nightclub owners in the country were paying attention to the fact that all the doors were padlocked.
Okay, but I don't think you're arguing that egress in and out of the nightclub was the question. We're talking about the ready availability of weapons that one would think should be limited, I would think, and maybe we obviously disagree,
field of war. Limited, let's talk for a second about semi-automatic rifles. That's a category of rifle that there are over 30 million of them in this country. And if you're going to make those criminal, I think you're going to have a whole new criminal class of people that aren't going to turn in those weapons.
Do you think it's a good thing that those guns are available?
Well, they are available. It's semi-automatic rifle. There are no...
Okay, but you're running for president. What's your position on whether they should be or not? This is a hot debate in American
political
life.
Should be or not, we should be allowed to exercise our Second Amendment rights, David, which would be the ability to own a semi-automatic rifle.
So it's so that's your position.
And yes.
Should teachers, for example, is it a good idea for
teachers? I'm not going to tell teachers whether or not they should have a gun or not. Come on, man.
No, it's not come on, man. It's a question
of
is it a good idea for a teacher to have it in classrooms, as has been suggested
if a teacher would deem that to avail the classroom of potentially being secure, or if the teacher were to deem that something that within their own purview they might prevent an atrocity if it were to occur, I would support the teacher in wanting to be able to do that.
Okay. There's one form of government that I'm not sure of your attitude toward. You are a committed environmentalist, as I understand it, and you also support the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, so far as I understand it. Isn't that another form of big government? It certainly is to some on the right.
Well, government is, if anyone believes that there isn't a 20% largesse in government, we're not on the same page. That said, I do think that the EPA comes under the fundamental heading of protecting us, and that government exists to protect us against individuals, groups, corporations, foreign governments that would do us harm. And I put pollution in the category of harm, and having been governor of New Mexico, but for the federal EPA, there would still be a major polluter existing in northern New Mexico that, because they refuse to clean up as governor.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing? Amazing, because I feel like you guys you responded already. Nicole, what are we going to learn about today?
Today, we are going to learn some numbers to think about regarding prescription drug deaths and deaths related to medical marijuana in the United States of America. The number of Americans that die each day from accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0.
Amazing. Nicole, you might want to use mic 3 because I'm hearing that people can't hear you.
Oh.
So we're going to switch to mic 3 real quick.
How's this?
Oh, wow. Much better.
Is it much better? Should we run that PSA back?
Yeah, please. Right. People couldn't hear you.
So this week, we bring you some numbers to think about regarding prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0.
Wow. You know, I've heard that many times and it still shocks me.
Every time?
Every time. All right, for those that have not come on to Animal, Vegetable, or Mineral before, so our show is based off a tweet by one of Nicole's favorite radio journalists or podcasters. I don't know who this guy exactly is. Please explain, Nicole.
Yeah, Jeffrey Craner, the wonderful writer and creator of Welcome to Night Vale, as well as several other podcasts under the Night Vale Presents umbrella. Also just a wonderful dude, good on Twitter. Once tweeted an idea for a podcast. Involves two hosts each week stating whether they are an animal, vegetable, or mineral. And we have adopted that premise as our own. However, this week we have a special edition.
Yes.
Involving fries, sticks, and
tenders.
Tenders.
So we were in Salem, Massachusetts, hashtag spoopy. We saw a truck that had chicken tenders, mozzarella sticks, and french fries, but the first word in all of those three was kind of in a different format, so we are basing it off that. I think that today I'm fries.
You're fries?
Yeah.
Why? Just 'cause?
Yeah, you know, just 'cause. I'm just feeling fries.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you, Nicole?
We are having kind of a mushy week on the show this week, I would say. So I'm going to say that I'm feeling tenders.
Oh, that's so true. Wow. All right. So I think it is time to start off the music. So we're going to start with a little Kelly Clarkson with some throwbacks. And this is A Moment Like This. I hope you guys enjoy.
Kids.
Hello, guys. So I feel it is necessary to introduce the next song because it really isn't 2000s, but I think it's really important to play it because after that song, I feel like this really fits into it. Because I'm a big Disney fan, this is, but it's not actually, well, it is Disney, but it's not Disney from the movies. It is Celine Dion. This is truly trash. Nicole is screaming. This is Beauty and the Beast by Celine Dion, and it's incredible. Celine, Nicole, are you ready?
I have never been so ready.
Yeah. All right. You ready, guys? All right. Have some fun, guys.
Believe. 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. 'Cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread.
Jump, I flew right off the ground to fly. Miss side. I need to be with myself in center. Clarity, peace, serenity.
What you say?
Oh,
what you say?
What you say?
Oh,
that it's
you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be.
It's my disguise, I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 A thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
You and me are the lucky ones. your dreams of California. We are driving through the desert. In your dreams of California.
We got some. we about to fill the pool up. Turn up, smoke up, and hit the water slide. Keep cool, cause you know it's too hot to fight. When it's hot out, you know the whole block's out. Girl, you're gonna get your turn, please don't start to pout. Puerto Rican Day Parade, MDMA. And we feeling great, because the sun's bright. Drink water, cause I need a snap out of it. They said it's summertime, known as season of the hits. So here's a hit, go and pass it on to all your friends. And slap it real loud when you're driving in the Benz. You be partying, no need to pretend. It's your life and summertime never ends. Cause it's your life and summertime never ends. It's summertime and your bitch is on my mind. It's summertime and your bitch is on my mind. It's summertime and your bitch is on my mind. It's summertime and your bitch is all mine. All fine, real fit, she's a sweetie. Plus she's looking great.
About the way we rockin', like we gotta have a separate title or some. Gotta be on TV like an idols or some. Cause baby boy, just ain't no way that I could ever begin to explain the way we love, the way we trust, the bond we have is just for us, just for us. Tailor made, yeah, we soulmates. Knew it ever since our very first day. Yeah, you the truth, I need the whole thing, but I won't risk putting this love at stake for a simple explanation to a simple motherfucker who really don't know us, who really don't wanna. I mean it when I say it that I only wanna love ya. The other shit is extra, baby, far above it now. I know sometimes I do a little much. I know sometimes you got a little problems with your trust, but that's love, baby.
That's love.